TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good morning and welcome to the AM edition of Driving with DeMarco. This is Wednesday morning, May the 8th. I am on the commute to work. I am on the I-10 here in the PHX. As you know, I live on one side of Phoenix and I work on the other side of Phoenix. I am Greg DeMarco, and you can find me on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg, all of your forms of social media. This show is part of the ChairShot Radio Network, which you can find at thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. You can go on social media, follow the site at thechairshot.com on all of your forms of social media as well. Now, if you want to wear a ChairShot t-shirt because you're already reading the articles on the ChairShot, you're already listening to the podcast on the ChairShot, let's go ahead and wear the merchandise from the ChairShot while you do it. That's also a great way to support the cause, to support our efforts, to support the movement, as it were. Then you can head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, pick up your very own ChairShot t-shirt, including the hashtag save tag team wrestling shirt, which is going to be a topic of conversation here this morning. Not the shirt, but the topic. So go on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. You can also go to thechairshot.com and click the store portion of the menu. It'll take you there as well. But that's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Now, last night we did have a great edition of the Greg DeMarco Show. Patrick O'Dowd was not there. He had to work. That's not why I'm saying it was great. But Dave Unger from Attitude of Aggression Podcast, and of course Miranda Morales and myself, sat down and determined how we would fix WWE. And I want you to listen, because we had some really good ideas in there and some really unique ideas, but they're all plausible. They're all doable. We didn't do anything too crazy. I think the craziest one, the hardest one, is reducing Raw down to 2 hours, because that's just so hard to do with the economic situation. But it's still a hell of a good idea, and one that I don't think anybody really disagrees with. A great point was made about that, that because Raw is on Mondays and Raw is 3 hours, wrestling fatigue basically kicks in the first day of the week. And I think that's such a great point that was made last night, because you're already tired of it, and then you got it again the very next day. So it's going to be very interesting to see how things change when SmackDown moves to Friday in October with the move to Fox. But we had a lot of different ideas, like mine of bringing back Stables, blowing up the brand split for now, but bringing it back later. Dave talked about actually digging into the brand split, keeping it that way, and putting the sport aspect back into it. And Miranda talked about taking a page out of the other successful shows, those reality shows, the singing, the dancing shows, and not to do those things, although she joked about that. But how can we bring that in and that reality and focus more, you know, put in those elements of comedy, of drama, of romance into WWE storylines? And what it was really about was a focus on story. And some of you might cringe at the sound of that, but you got to remember, they're looking at a multi-layered audience, an audience of people who aren't wrestling fans to begin with, but they're entertainment fans. And so she's talking about not putting the entertainment back into sports entertainment, because they didn't take it out, but doing it right, doing it better, and you know, infusing those elements. But of course, things still do end up in the ring, which is important to remember as well. So, a great listen there. But it is Wednesday morning. It is time for topic number 5 of this week, show number 5 of this week, which should be show number, I believe, 27 overall. So, I'll double check before I post it, possibly 28, but I think it's 27. And I'm very excited that we've made it to 27 episodes. That wasn't necessarily a benchmark that I was looking to do, but at the same time, proud of it. So thank you for being a part of that and being a part of this as we go through each and every day here in Driving with DeMarco. But today, I want to talk about something that I'm so excited about. It happened on SmackDown last night. I was surprised by it, and I love when we can be surprised. No one reported it. No one rumored it. shows what we truly know sometimes, but we have brand new SmackDown Tag Team Champions. And those tag team champions are none other than Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan. And man, am I excited for this team. As you know, we have a topic on the Greg DeMarco Show, and it's also a shirt at the Chair Shot. And that is a hashtag. It's hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling. And I finally feel like we have someone who wants to do that, who's looking to do that. And that is someone who, whenever he gets a bug up his ass about a topic, or whenever he really wants to make something happen, he does. Take a look at him. He wanted to turn heel, and this person became one of the best heels in the business. He took one of the most popular wrestlers of all time, himself, and made people boo them, made people stop doing the chants that they do for him, made people just completely treat them like an actual heel, not a cool heel. Then this person decided that they wanted to get Mustafa Ali up from 205 Live to the main roster and get him over. And this person did that as well. Put them over in a big way while maintaining their own credibility. And now Mustafa is a main roster superstar. And now the new Daniel Bryan wants to save tag team wrestling. He didn't use that phrase, but I'm going to use it because that's our phrase. But Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan, you know, Team Planet, whatever you want to call them, the Planeteers. I know people have lots of different names for them, which I chuckle at because I love people buying into that. They are here to hashtag save tag team wrestling, and I am here for it because these guys coming together and really looking to work as a team, it just makes me so happy. Daniel Bryan is one of the best professional wrestlers on the face of the planet, one of the best to ever step foot inside a ring and do it. Look at the story that he told from August of 2013 all the way through to WrestleMania 30. I know some of you don't think that was the plan. I've proven otherwise. Some of the information I haven't relinquished, but I've said it privately about how I know that was actually the plan and how I've been told and who I've been told by that that was a plan. But to me, it's irrefutable. That was definitely the plan. But the plan doesn't work without Daniel Bryan. You need a guy that people bought into the way they did, and you need a guy who could deliver. Deliver the performance. It's one of the greatest WrestleMania matches and one of the greatest matches I've ever seen was Daniel Bryan versus Triple H from WrestleMania 30. And that story was just so well done. And just everything about it was perfect. And that's why, I then viewed Daniel Bryan as one of the best performers ever. He was gone due to injury. He came back. He was gone again due to injury. Now he came back. And, dude, he has delivered on such a grand level, such a big way, such a huge scale. With this, the heel turn that he did against AJ Styles last year, the fickle, portion of his repertoire. I was at the Royal Rumble when Eric Rowan became his second, and that has gone really, really well. And now they are the tag team champions. And it's great because it'll extend Daniel Bryan's career working in the tag team format. But he already cut one of the best tag team promos I've seen. Like, I love the Revival. You know that. And I want them to revive things. But Daniel Bryan is on a different level than the Revival in terms of company stature. And so for him to throw his weight, which he does have meaning to him, he does have weight, behind tag team wrestling can actually change things. With Daniel Bryan as one half of your SmackDown Live Tag Team Champions, those belts can be in the main event. They can main event TV shows. They can main event specials. They can really have a main event focus on them, all thanks to Daniel Bryan. If he stays healthy, we could see them holding those belts through to WrestleMania and being a big part of WrestleMania 36 as well. But the promo he cut was fantastic because he said what he's going to do. He said he's going to bring importance back to tag team wrestling, relevance back to those belts. He talked about how Kofi didn't do it, and the New Day didn't do it, and the Usos didn't do it. And I love it. I love Daniel Bryan calling those things out. Some of them not true, because they were phenomenal tag teams and tag teams that tore it up for a good 2 years. But now we have a team that's going to tell the stories. They're going to tell the stories in tag team wrestling. And one thing that Daniel Bryan knows how to do is he knows how to make things feel important. You know, it's funny, The Miz used to cut promos about making the WWE Championship important. And he cut those promos against Daniel Bryan, which is really ironic because, of course, it was Daniel Bryan with a quick roll-up on The Miz earning the title shot at Super Showdown, which is crazy if you think about how many hours they flew to Australia to have a match end so quickly. But Daniel Bryan parlayed that into a WWE Championship where he turned heel on AJ Styles, kicking him in the balls and then finishing him off. And since then, he has moved forward. He moved forward as champion all the way through to WrestleMania 36. And he made that belt feel important. Everything that he did was about being champion. And this is what worked all the way back to the Four Horsemen. Remember, even though the Four Horsemen were decorated champions in their own right, and Arn Anderson should go down as one of the greatest wrestlers of our generation, really of all time, the Horsemen existed for one reason, and that was to make sure that Ric Flair was the world heavyweight champion. That's why they were there. They were accomplished athletes, accomplished wrestlers. They held all the gold at different points in their time as a unit. They brought in different members. I think the best incarnation of the Horsemen ever is Flair, Arn, Tully Blanchard, and Barry Windham. I think the iteration with Lex Luger was good as well, but they wanted to push Luger as a face. Probably too soon, but Luger turned out okay, so I'm down with it. But despite all those accomplishments, they existed to protect the World Championship. They made that title important. All right, Bret Hart, for everything you want to say about him and for all the issues with the Montreal Screwjob, he didn't want to lose the belt in Canada. He made that title feel important. Brock Lesnar was the Universal Champion. And even though you can complain that he wasn't there, that he, being a part-timer hurt him and some of his matches, he was built as the big boss at the end of the video game. He made that title feel important. Even though you didn't see it all the time, when you did, people stayed on their feet, and he made it feel important. And that's what Daniel Bryan does. He makes things seem important, and he makes titles feel important. And that's what he's going to do to these tag team titles. I am so excited for it. Based on the promo that he cut, it wasn't just about Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan. It was about the tag team championships. And you know, championships should have meaning. Yes, they're a prop. All right, but a prop is just like any other prop in professional wrestling, any other stake that you add to a storyline. It's the story that adds the meaning to the physical prop, the physical belt, the physical championship. And Daniel Bryan did more for those championships in one promo than I think anyone has done over the course of a few years. The revival was getting there with the Raw tag team titles and the way they were talking about the rules of tag team wrestling that are never followed and things like that. But that ball was dropped, and some of that is because we had to put the belts on Hawkins and Ryder to finish that story, even though I thought it was kind of dumb. We should have gotten the belts back over to the Revival. We didn't. Now they're in a feud with the Usos, which I think is going to be good in the long run, despite it being painful in the short run. And I think that we're going to have an opportunity to really establish the SmackDown Tag Team Championships as the premier tag team titles in wrestling. It's crazy because SmackDown is devoid of tag teams. You know, the graphic that WWE put out really showed that. Like, some of the teams they listed included, you know, Shane McMahon and Elias on that graphic. So it was interesting, some of the teams they considered tag teams on that one. You know, Finn Balor and Mustafa Ali. These aren't established tag teams that are there, you know. But teams like Heavy Machinery and whatnot, you know, with the Hardys having to go away with Jeff Hardy surgery. My hope is that Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan are still tag team champions when Jeff Hardy comes back, because I feel that they can really push this tag team division. Chad Gable got moved to SmackDown. Maybe we can see Gable and Benjamin somehow get back together. That would be a lot of fun to see them along with Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan. You got the Singh Bros along with Jinder Mahal. We can do stuff there. Maybe we can find a partner for Jinder. You know, there's going to have to be some makeshift tag teams, but we can definitely make it work. I don't want to pull up the Street Profits or the Forgotten Sons or even the Undisputed Era, because I don't know that they would get treated properly over there on SmackDown. It sucks for Sanity. I think this could have been their moment, and of course they are no more. And we haven't seen Eric Young really do much on Raw since then. Killian Dane, going back to NXT, and of course Alexander Wolf over in NXT UK now. But I am so excited for Daniel Bryan, and I'm excited for him to hashtag save tag team wrestling. So let's all get on the bandwagon. Head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com. Pick up your hashtag save tag team wrestling t-shirt. Let's do that together. We all love tag team wrestling. What's there not to love when it comes to tag team wrestling? It's exciting. You can tell great stories. Some of the best matches in NXT and on TakeOvers have come out of the tag team division. And it extends the lives of professional wrestlers because they can, you know, have opportunity to rest, have opportunity to help their bodies long-term or short-term in a match and long-term in their career. So Let's all get together and hashtag save tag team wrestling. Let's do it on the backs of Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan, because those are our guys now. Thank you, Bryan. You know, that's a chant that you hear all the time, right? Thank you, so-and-so. Thank you, Bryan, for taking the mantle of hashtag save tag team wrestling, putting it onto your shoulders and marching forth into the night with those blue and silver belts. I look forward to seeing you and Eric Rowan, that's maybe teaming up with Matt Riddle. You and Eric Rowan saving tag team wrestling. Daniel Bryan, you are our savior. And that will do it for this morning's edition of Driving with DeMarco. Again, I'm Greg DeMarco, at ChairShotGreg on the Twitter. The website's at ChairShot.com. Always use your head. Head on over to TheChairShot.com. Also, at TheChairShot.com on the social media. You can go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick up your hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling t-shirt, along with the ChairShot Brewing Company, along with the Always Use Your Head shirts, the OG logos, and of course, Baron Corbin Sucks, endorsed by the man himself, Baron Corbin. I appreciate you listening. You can support the show on Anchor through the little donation area, but I would rather see you spend that money on a t-shirt, because you get something in return and you support our brand that way as well. Brand new design. When you listen to the hashtag Miranda Show, you will actually hear us talking about the design and picking the colors for the shirt, for the physical t-shirt itself, that the design will go on. That has been submitted and should be available in the next couple of days. I will keep you abreast of that, and we'll share that logo when that comes out. I'm very excited about it. It's different, it's fun, and it's kind of a mascot, so to speak, and I think it'll be enjoyable for everyone. But thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting the Chair Shot, and I will talk to you on the afternoon edition of Driving with DeMarco.